With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Crews are hoping to resume efforts to recover the bodies of eight people killed in that avalanche in California and search for one person missing but presumed dead. The renewed push follows days of very dangerous weather, but much milder conditions are set for the weekend. Amid new allegations, New Mexico is taking another look at Jeffrey Epstein's Zorro Ranch. With that story, here's Ed Donahue.
New Mexico's initial case was closed in 2019, but is being opened again after review of information recently released by the Justice Department. New Mexico's Truth Commission held its first meeting this week. The bipartisan four-member panel of state House representatives is charged with investigating allegations the ranch may have facilitated sexual abuse and sex trafficking. Lawmakers also want to know why Epstein was not registered as a sex offender after pleading guilty in 2008 to soliciting prostitution from an underage girl, and whether there was corruption among public officials. I'm Ed Donahue.
A former South Korean president has been sentenced to life in prison for his imposition of martial law in order to suppress the opposition. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
Yoon's lawyer, Yoon Kap-kyun, approached reporters outside the court after the sentencing and criticized Thursday's ruling. He said that the judge simply followed the conclusion predetermined by the special prosecutor. The judge at the Central District Court in Seoul found Yoon guilty of rebellion. He said by mobilizing military and police forces, he illegally attempted to seize the liberal-led National Assembly, arrest politicians, and establish unchecked power for a considerable time.
In the meantime, North Korea has opened a political event where Kim Jong-un is mapping out his foreign policy agenda. This is SRN News. Well, the Church of England is stepping back from the brink. Correspondent Michael Harrington explains.
In a landmark vote, the bishops have decided not to establish an official church liturgy and blessing for same-sex unions. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been teetering on the brink of a split for years and may continue to do so, but both liberals and conservatives seem to agree that approving blessings for gay marriage would have resulted in immediate schism. The denomination has held a formal debate about the issue for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
Earlier in the week, a fiery blast ripped through a church in upstate New York. The explosion injured five people, including the pastor and four firefighters who had responded to a report of a gas odor. The Abundant Life Church is in Boonville, some 50 miles northeast of Syracuse. This is SRN News. Well, the Nestle company wants to say goodbye to ice cream. Here's Bill Alexander.
Nestle, the world's biggest food and drinks maker, said Thursday that it was in advanced negotiations to sell its remaining ice cream business to its joint venture partner, Froneri. The division, which includes brands such as Häagen-Dazs and Drumstick, is valued at just shy of 1 billion Swiss francs, $1.3 billion. Nestle plans to sell the brands to UK-based Froneri over the next year, but remain in the joint venture.
The grandson of the inventor of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups lashing out at the Hershey Company, accusing it of hurting the Reese's brand by shifting to cheaper ingredients. Hershey acknowledges some recipe changes, but says it's trying to meet consumer demand for innovation. Brad Reese claims Hershey replaced milk chocolate with compound coatings and peanut butter, but simply not the right kind. More details, srnnews.com.